FYLP is sponsored by CapturedPrey.com. Visit CapturedPrey.com today for all your import and third-party Transformers needs, and save even more through the Captured Prey Loyalty Program. You can also save on shipping on domestic orders of $150 or more. See website for details. CapturedPrey.com. Great toys, great prices, great service.
In a cold, faraway world, a battle is raging between evil and good. From the stars.
Perceptia here. Welcome to Transformers for your listening pleasure. TFYLP for short. Join us and discuss the latest in Transformers fandom. Now, where did I put that chorus stop? Ratchet, will you take the chorus stop?
Transformers!
Hello, everyone, and welcome to TFY for your listening pleasure, episode number 275, recorded February 3rd, 2007. I'm sorry, 2018. This is a whole different year. See, I'm still doing that, and it's already February. I still do that on my paperwork at work. It's very annoying. Yeah. This is TFYLP. I am your host, Ron Land, a.k.a. Weird Wolf. Along with me this evening is Jim Black. He just holds up two fingers. His mic and holds up two fingers.
I had to switch my microphone back on. I had it muted while I was packaging something for shipping. I didn't want to have tape noises.
So you had your mic muted while you played with your package.
I know, right?
Yeah.
How's everybody doing?
Well, doing good up to that point, but now I'm not so
sure. Sergio was doing good until somebody was playing with her package in the library.
Oh, man.
What a week.
I saw that.
What a week.
Post about that topic.
Hopefully, and then
I asked
Sergio, I said, was it you?
Not when I asked. I wouldn't be here tonight if it was.
You would be in jail. Did they arrest the guy or?
They never found him. The campus police is what sent us the email. They have yet to identify the mysterious fat man.
You didn't leave a trail for them to follow?
The mysterious fat man. Okay. And sitting here in disgust is Headmaster Dawn.
Yes. Hello. I don't know. I don't want to know. Moving on to the next topic.
And if you didn't gather from the little discussion beforehand, Sarah.
It's him, Sergio.
Sergio, it's a Sergio.
You're like the buzzing of flies to him. Oh, that's Vigo.
It's a Sergio. Well, you know, hopefully everybody's had a good week. We got some things to talk about tonight. One of the things that we're going to be talking about tonight is more than a few weeks ago, we found out that Hasbro and Takara are pretty much unifying the brand. They're frying. They're
words.
They're hard. They're unifying the brand across the globe. You know, before we were getting, you know, special paint jobs, Takara brand. Or the Takara Transformers, some characters that they would put out there, we would not get here. For example, the God Bomber, you know, the Power Master Optimus Prime, they completely did a retool for it as Super Genrai in the Takara Generations. But we're not going to see stuff like that in the Power of the Primes line. It's exactly the same thing that here in the United States, they're getting in Japan. Now, I don't know if that also means that they won't do some exclusives, but there's just their mainline releases are the same. Or I don't totally get that. I'm kind of hoping that we'll still get some special colors, especially the Darkwing and Dreadwind. I want to get the Buster and Hydra. because whenever that's like an easy redeco.
And you know, I've been giving this some thought since it first came up, and there's a list of negatives and there's a list of positives that we could take away from this. One of the positives is that for the Japanese market, there could be a lower cost involved because, you know, Dakar is not having to do something special for their market. They can do larger production runs. And so maybe the Japanese collectors would have a lower price per item with what we're seeing now versus what Dakar Legends was running when you were getting exclusive Target Masters and things like that. Also on the American side, there is some cost savings involved, but it's kind of like a forced cost savings. Like, we're not getting the characters with Target Masters at this point. We're not getting the God Bombers. So it's like we're saving money, but it's not because we're not to save the money. The stuff's not being done, but you are still kind of saving money. So it's kind of a positive. It's just kind of the way you get to it.
Well, before you go too far, I want to state that, you know, we got a little bit to talk about on that subject. And Don is really hitting, on point. I want to say hi to all of our people that is joined in live with us right now. I see Tekatron is in, Talus is in. Say hi to everybody.
Hello, people.
Hi, everybody.
If you have any comments or questions while we are on live right now, feel free to ask them in the live chat on our YouTube channel, or you can tweet them to us at TFYOP, and I can answer them at the earliest convenience. And as always, we have it posted to the top of the Facebook group at facebook.com/groups/TFYOP. That is the best places to interact with us here on the podcast, and you know, just even when we're not on air, you know, I frequently answer things that is on Twitter that comes up from time to time, and we love to hear from our fans. Some good news. I don't know if you can see it, but I got some samples in actually this afternoon. The design for our TFYLP t-shirt that we will be offering very soon. This one is a purple t-shirt. I'm hoping to offer it in three different colors, but for right now it will just be purple. So hopefully you guys will like that, and more information will come as follows. Just check out our Facebook group. There will be information on the Facebook group as well as Twitter and the website tftalk.net. Also,
hey, Ron, you were holding up the shirt there. You know, we saw the awesome design. I saw the logo and everything laid out, and I love it. But I was wondering, what is that below our main logo? I don't think the camera quite caught that.
Sponsored by CapturePrey.com. Great toys, great products. CapturePrey.com. also, for those of you who are a member of our Patreon, restructuring it a little bit to where we offer Rick's newest book, the one that I helped do the photography for. Words.
Photography.
Yeah. Hard. The one that I help do photography for, if you do our highest tier, in lieu of a Supreme Class Cheetor autographed by Headmaster Don, you know, since they are so hard to track down, we are offering a autographed copy of Rick's new book that will be part of that for all the new subscribers, as well as if you are our highest tier subscriber, you will get a free TFYLP t-shirt when we get them in. But this is actually a sample here. I got three of them. See the three different colors that I had picked out. And I'm kind of torn. The purple one is my favorite. And among the cast, the purple seems to be the leading candidate. I also have a red and a black one that... same design on the front, just different color shirt. And they all look really, really good. So hopefully you guys them and pick one up as soon as they are available for pre-order. But let's get on with our topic. Don, you were talking about the pros of having an aligned release of toys across the globe.
Another thing I wanted to say is that no more hunting down that again, it's because it's not being made, but you don't have to go and be up at 3 a.m. in the morning trying to get to Hobbylink Japan or Ami Ami or Manadrake or somewhere trying to get that Japanese version. That's going to be impossible to get. It's kind of sad that it's not being made, but it does have a little bit less stress trying to get some stuff. You know, I'm trying to find some positives here, you know, so, you know, less hunting, less having to stake out websites at odd hours of the day, fighting, trying to get something that's sold out. I've brought this up before, but when Bandai released the Solo Chogokin Galgaigar, I was up at 3 a.m. to go to the Ami Ami site, which would have been 9 or 10 Japan time, and in the span of each refresh, they were sold out. It went from coming soon to out of stock from 2:59 a.m. to 3 a.m. my time in the page of one refresh. They were sold out. So, and that was a very frustrating experience for me. I finally got one, but still. Another possibility. Now this is. I'll admit this is kind of a stretch, but maybe we might get better paint jobs on the toys or better decos, except for one caveat that I'm going to explain in the negatives. With Takara doing with them doing multi-regional releases, maybe in order to meet the collector demands of the Japanese, maybe we'll get a little more deco on these things than we would normally. Again, it's a stretch, but maybe they'll look at it's like, okay, you know, we're saving money by not doing two different releases of this mold. Maybe we can add a little more deco, a little more paint, not a whole lot, but at least it's a possibility. It's a possibility, I think, anyway. There are some negatives, though. One.
Well, before you talk about the negatives, let's focus on the positives first.
Okay.
That way we don't get too far ahead of ourselves. Jim, what do you think about the whole ordeal that Hasbro and Takara are aligning the?
Well, as Don stated before, they wouldn't have their resources divided. They have kind of a collective effort toward one series, one line, as opposed to Unite Warriors and Combiner Wars, Titans Return, and so on and so forth. So I think instead of spending money on two different variants of what would essentially be the same product from same line for two different markets, it would just be one unified line, one design. And I think the money they would save by not splitting their resources like that would improve greatly the quality of what we do receive. And honestly, I think it would improve our chances of receiving, figures that we may not have otherwise received. Due to them combining like this, I am actually, even though we got that one box set, I'm still holding out hope that in some capacity we may end up somehow getting some kind of God Bomber over here for some reason.
Well, didn't they announce that it was coming, and then I guess it just kind of fell by the wayside? Or
well, the Magus?
Yeah, Magnus Prime and the
Siege doesn't have the two bits that cause the God Bomber to connect with the feet. I mean, it's still got the Jinrai feet, but I'm pretty sure there were a couple of pieces left out so that you can't actually lock it on them. I mean, you guys out there in our audience may check on that.
I think sure. It was a straight up release, if I remember. I think there was very, very minor differences. The connector pieces come with God Bomber. Shinrei.
I was thinking there was like a little clip that was like molded as part of like the heel or something.
No. Or, oh. Not that I know, at least. To my knowledge, it was a straight-up release.
Well, if anyone wants to double-check me on that, you know, yeah. Just post it in the group, share photos if you need.
But the actual God Bomber piece is the one that I think Takara owns the mold. Because I think this is something that Rick could have shined a light on. But if I'm not mistaken, a mold that is only released in Takara, Hasbro has to lease to bring over here. So
now that they're unifying everything, that may change.
Yeah. So, I mean, for all we know, the unification could mean that those molds are now can be used by both, which could mean that we could see more Masterpiece getting released here. We could see, exclusive molds like God Bomber being released here. But, I mean, we don't know. We don't really know those kind of details, but it's possible.
Right.
So and that's a positive right there.
Yeah, it's like Tekatron said, it's too early to tell. I agree.
It really is, because it's only we're only one wave into Power of the Primes, and if
right.
I don't even think the Japanese ones have come out yet, even though they're
we've seen pictures of them, and if I'm not mistaken, the packaging is almost identical. It's just got some areas of Japanese writing on it, or at least the package art and all that stuff. You know, I do see there is some potential benefit from this. I am also relieved as a collector that I won't have to feel the need to chase down certain color variations that are better. For example, I picked up the Titan Returns Blur simply because it was cheap. I didn't want to pay $40 for the way better colored, more animation accurate colors of the Takara Legends version, which, quite honestly is a superior version. And I kind of wonder if that's one of the things that Hasbro is trying to do here, is kind of circumvent, collectors not buying the domestic version and opting for the overseas release. Is because it's taking money out of the domestic pocket, as it were. I kind of wonder if that is part of the motivation behind this.
I think from a business standpoint, it's a lot easier if you release the same product worldwide. There's a lot less logistics, communication, resources that are and money that's being used. I think money is the biggest factor that was into making this decision. It's a lot easier to, okay, we're releasing this one toy, everybody gets it. Whereas, hey, we're going to do this, as we saw in Combiner Wars. Hasbro, hey, we're going to do this. Takara, I don't really agree. We're going to kind of do our own thing. And then that is where I think the relationship started to butt heads, where Hasbro wanted to do one thing. They couldn't come up to an agreement. Takara went off and did their own thing. And, I mean, who knows? Who knows? I have no idea how the company works and how their money works, but I can't imagine that stuff like that doesn't end up costing both sides money and time and resources.
Sergio, what you were saying, it did remind me of something, and it's kind of a prime example of that. Are we not teased by the future potential release of the Unite Warriors Blast-Off mold coming up in Power of the Primes here soon? Possibly like a May Mayhem thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I know those molds were owned by Takara, like Groove and the Neck Breaker, was it? I forgot what they called it.
Breakneck.
There we go. Right. Yeah, I know. Oh, and then the other one was Slingshot, Quick Slinger. There we go. Yeah. They changed the name. If I'm not mistaken, those were owned by Takara, and then Hasbro brought them over. But as we mentioned earlier, for all we know, that now with the unification, they're free to use it. So maybe that was like the first thing. Let's be honest, though,
that blast off, outside of the head design, it's not all that great. I was really disappointed with it. I like the way the nose cone collapses, but at the same time, every time I go to uncollapse it, the tip of it pops off, and you gotta pop it back on. Not a big fan of that at all. Plus. That mold, I heard that for the Baldigus version of it, they actually fixed it. But mine, the Unite Warriors Bruticus, my blast off is like really loose. It's like the legs will not stay together solidly. You know, I mean, they'll clip together, but you move the arm and they'll go, you know, they'll do that number, and it's really annoying.
Yeah.
Maybe they'll carry that alteration over to power of the
product. Yeah, the only interaction I had it with was with the Computron. Was it Afterburner or was it Strafe, right?
Yeah.
Strafe was the one that used it. I think my copy was decent when it came to that issue, so I can't really speak on it, but I could tell that, like, it wasn't the greatest of connections.
Mm-hmm.
It would hold together on my copy, but it wasn't like if the slightest pressure would split it open.
Yeah. I'm interested to hear here. Tekatron, I'm reading here in the live chat, says, hopefully a benefit of this unity, will see a QC improvement. Tekatron said there were 8 Titan Return figures that he had to replace due to missing parts out of package. That's a lot. That is a lot. I lucked out. I didn't have to do any of mine. Although I heard our own Insane Galvatron, I want to say he had to return 3 different Weird Wolves because the canopy breaking. I've got 2
that was
US
just
versions.
Bad design.
Well, I've got 2 US versions and 1 Japanese version. I have not had an issue with it. But I'm curious, Tekatron. What figures was it you had to return? What figures did you have the issue with? Just out of curiosity. But that is a lot, and hopefully that is something that will benefit from this unity, is an increased focus on the quality control. Where they're not having to make, the United States versions, or I'm sorry, the non-Japanese versions, because the U.S. isn't the only one that gets them like this. You know, it's like U.S. and U.K., Canada, all those versions are pretty much the same. We got to run X amount this way, and then, this we've got to run for the Japanese version, because it's going to have different parts or different colors. You know, like the Takara Legends Hot Rod not only came with its own brand new mold Target Master, it also had a totally remolded chest, which I really don't understand the purpose of that. I mean, yeah, they added in the ability to add that Target Master, but, they could have just put that on like the tail fin or something other. But they totally remolded the chest. And I'm kind of wondering, was that something that Takara just did on their own? But, there is a mold change there. So, that's a completely different run. And we know that production of toys can make for squeeze production times. And squeeze production times can lead to increased or decreased quality control. Look at some of the BotCon toys we got. The BotCon toys were, there was a lot of issues with some BotCon toys because they ran them quick. Here, we're only running a couple thousand of these things, which in the grand scheme of things is not a huge production run. So they're just getting them in the molds, getting them out quick, and they really don't pay attention to the quality. And, so we've had some really crappy product as a result. Mm-hmm. I don't know how many people's gotten BotCon toys with 2 left arms or 2 right feet or what have you. A missing head. I had a subscription service toy back whenever it first started that had, I got it, opened it up, transformed it, no head. No head at all. It's just a ball joint. Yeah. So what I did, I contacted them, and they actually sent me a replacement head. But in the meantime, it was sitting on my display case or on my display shelf, and I'd taken a Sharpie and drew a smiley face on the ball joint. So yeah, he was standing there, had a ball joint head.
Did they not even have at one point a separate line specifically for returns or exchanges?
Yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was thinking they did.
Yeah.
Okay. Techatron said Overlord was missing wheels. Top Spin was missing his whole cockpit piece. Titan Return, Hot Rod's Titan Master, missing an arm, missing weapons for Twinferno, his first Twinferno. Yeah, those are some pretty egregious errors.
I mean, you expect that off Tybo, but not, you know, from a retailer or something like that, you know.
And those weren't store returns. Like somebody just taped it back up and took it back.
Well, hope not.
Yeah. I've seen that too. I saw just last week the last night Voyager Grimlock, it was, you know, the recolor of the Age of Extinction mold, and it had the mask helmet flipping one stuffed in the box instead.
Mm. Oh, that's one of the switcheroo people. Yeah. That burns me up. That really burns me up. The people that will buy a toy, and they'll stick a figure that's not even a Transformer back in the box, yeah, and then take it back and say the thing was defective.
My stores don't put out returns anymore. I don't think I've seen a repack. Maybe we just don't have repackers, but I haven't seen a repack figure in years.
But you know, it's something that kind of enrages me. You know, why do people do that? Now, and there's people that they see no issue with it. You know, I'll do it. You know, personally, I don't agree with it. You know, it's. I mean, what? Imagine if you were a kid. You know, I mean, it's one thing for a collector. We go and we are able to look at the toy before we buy it. And determine whether or not we want it. You know, for the most part, we can determine, you know, whether or not it's been opened. But for a kid who is, you know, a parent that is just picking up this toy, okay, he told me he wanted Hot Rod. I'm going to go get Hot Rod for him. And the parent picks up Hot Rod, brings it home, and doesn't realize that it's been carefully resealed, opened and resealed, and the figure inside is not Hot Rod. It's like a Hot Shot, you know, from Energon, you know. It's like, this is not Hot Rod. You know, I just find that really annoying. You know, the kid couldn't control that. You know, it's just dirty.
Reminds me of a time many, many years ago. I saw a kid throw a tantrum in a Walmart. He was crying, you know, eyes and face just red as a beet. And he was upset because, you know, his mom was going to get him, you know, a Hot Shot. It ended up being Energon Hot Shot. And he was mad because there was a little red helicopter in the package. Mm. The kid was thinking about Armada Hot Shot, of course, but, you know.
So as far as the positives go, is that, I mean, can you think of any other positives that might come from this?
Oh yeah, topic, right?
I mean,
oh yeah, we're back on topic here.
No, we never really left.
I'm just trying to think
of any other positives that we could think about, you know? Because again,
there are. I just can't think of any.
Yeah, again, like right off the bat that I can think of.
It's like the chat said, it's still early. Unfortunately, this is kind of not to make a bad pun for once, but this is kind of a prime example, like what Jim said earlier, it's too soon. You know, it's like the chat said, you know, it's too soon to know what the positives are. Unfortunately, we can readily see what the negatives are.
Mm-hmm.
And one, I think everybody can get behind this, is those damn stickers. Those horrible, horrible, crappy stickers.
Stickers should not exist.
Power. Well, I like stickers, but I want to be able to apply them myself. Yes. That way, if they're shittily applied, I shittily applied them. You know?
So we're not going to...
That is the word of the day.
Shittily. Yeah.
So we're not going to be able to decide between, do I want the U.S. version that's cheaper and I'm willing to accept the stickers, or do I want to pay more and get the nice Tampo? Oh, wait, those don't exist anymore. So that's
why did I hear that is get the nice tampon?
That's what it's going to be. Is we're not going to have to put up them stickers. Another thing is, if Takara does exclusives, if they do Buster and Hydra, if they do say G2 Dinobots, and G2 wasn't big. They didn't get G2 as it was. I'm just using that as an example. If they get, a better painted Rodimus as in the Nemesis colors, or for some reason, or if they get a Fire Guts Optimus out of this leader class, or a Nucleon Quest version out of that leader class, an Nemesis version.
There was actually a Fire Guts spotted in the there was a Fire Guts spotted in one of the comics that came with. I'm wanting to see the Legends Overlord.
Yeah.
Here's hoping.
Well, don't hope too much, Durin, because that's what I'm going to say is that they're not doing their versions on a regular basis now. So when they do a regular version, a variant version, if they do a Fire Guts, how many hoops are we going to have to jump through to get this figure? Is it going to be a convention exclusive? Is it going to be a Wonderfest exclusive? Is it going to be a Takara Tomy Mall exclusive, but maybe not an Asian exclusive through the Asian retailers? What are maybe we going
Amazon
to have to
exclusive?
Do?
Well, who knows?
Exactly, and because Amazon Japan won't ship toys. Some toys they won't ship. You know, I got my Optimus Prime many years ago because it was considered a DVD when it came out with that DVD set. So that's the only reason I got it was because of that slight snafu on their listings. So what are we going to have to do if they do Hydra and Buster? What are we going to have to do to get them? That's one of my main concerns. Stickers, I can get about stickers.
And here's the thing too, and I've got one handy right here. Okay, you said Takara Tomy Mall exclusive. Okay, this is a Takara Tomy Mall exclusive. If you're watching the video, this is the Cassetron Night Stalker. Awesome little toy. You know, it's our preview of the masterpiece Steeljaw. And the only entirely new mold out of the entire box. The rest of them, you got a slightly remolded Ravage as Stripes, a totally unchanged wing thing from Ratbat, and a totally unchanged enemy from the Ravage Rumble. A Frenzy Rumble mold. So... And they're like $110. You know, I'm like, you're essentially getting one new mold, a tiny, tiny new mold. I'm afraid that if we do get new exclusives, they will be even more expensive than like 40. You know, it's one thing to pay $40 for a deluxe, but you start talking 60, 70 bucks. Like, what was it? The Bat Primal.
90.
Yeah, it was 90.
Cheapest I saw.
Yeah. I'm like, I didn't want to do that for that mold. It's not worth it.
Well, here's the sad thing. I will use this Fastlane and Cloudbreaker in the Japanese colors are $40 for two Legends class figures.
And I'm paying that because I hated the way the U.S. packaged.
But the thing of it is, though,
like packaged, not even the way they look.
Yeah, but I mean, this is $20 a piece for a Legends class figure, and this is just they're doing is making an animation accurate. They're not even doing any major changes. They're just there's nothing but a paint change.
Well, that's the benefit. The benefit. You know, you are getting at least the animation accurate colors. If you don't have to track down a $100 box set just to get the mate.
The U.S. set came and went, though. So I think there's actually going to be a demand for it.
But the thing of it is, though, that I think the animation colors suck. It may be accurate, but yay. But I think that. But I'm just saying, that's for two Legends class figures is $40. Imagine if we got a double set of Buster and Hydra in the correct colors,
with the, say they included two Prime Masters painted like Buster and Hydra in their you know, armor modes. Like you said, Duran, it's going to cost a fortune to get these things, and this may somehow affect what we get brought over to the U.S. Because I still think, and I'm still hoping, when Toy Fair comes up, we'll see a Toys R Us, you know, version of the God Bomber set with Prime.
And, you know, those of us who are losing Toys R Us's in our area,
yeah, there's that's
not going to be a very pleasant experience. Yeah,
exactly. But, you know, it's just that's part of the problem is that if they do exclusives, they're going to be a lot harder to jump through. And now you've got more people looking for the same things, whereas everybody would say, OK, I'll wait for Captured Prey to get them, or I'll wait for X to get them, or I'll wait to Y to get them. But they may not be able to get them. And if they do, it's a limited quantity at a much inflated price to them for having to jump through hoops to get them. That is what's really going to suck, is if there's a nice set you want, you're going to have to just do whatever it takes to get them or let them go.
Recent Hasbro exclusive have not been handled well. Yeah. Well, not so much as in the quality, just the quantity. You know, like the two Legends pack at Walgreens, they came and went. Yeah. Like, I found mine. After I found mine, I saw restock maybe two, three times after that. Yeah. Gone.
Yeah.
And whereas Brainstorm, we did see him like shelf warm a little bit, so I'm thinking maybe they noticed it shelf warmed and they cut back production. But like,
I mean, it's not like Namor that you can go to Walgreens and get a Namor that's got an inch worth of dust on it.
Yeah, and then what's it called? The Siege set is a perfect example. BBTS said, or even Hasbro said, wasn't it? What was it? SDCC or something? They said, yeah, we're gonna make more, and they never did.
Yeah.
I never saw either set. In store. Never did.
Only the first one was in stores, Velocitron. In stores. For whatever reason, my Toys R Us still has like seven of them. I haven't been there in a couple weeks, but the last time I went, they had like seven of them on the shelf. The Siege one was only online, and it came out in store overseas. But online, BBTS had it up once and gone.
Yeah.
And it's never come up again.
And another negative is going to be, you know, and this is going to sort of tie into our next topic, is if you find a place that does have an exclusive and you can pre-order it, I mean, you're going to have to, if it's a place where you got to put the money up first and then wait 6 months, that may be your only chance to get this thing. So there's no bright side to this that I can see, unless we finally hear from Hasbro about their collector's club and that being a possible option to get these potential exclusives. That's a lot of out there in the ether, I know.
Yeah.
But it's the only thing I can think of, other than hoping someone has a pre-order up, hoping they have enough stock by the time you find out about it. But the thing with the Hasbro collector's club, at this point, one, we don't know anything other than they've had two releases announced out of the blue, no pre-warning, and selling out almost immediately. That's more drama on top of everything else.
Yeah. I think we might have lost Sergio.
I'm sure we'll find him.
Where did he go? But anyway, you're right, Don, and let's go ahead and use that as a jumping off point for our next topic, pre-orders. This actually came to my mind and whenever I was reading through a post on one of the Facebook groups that I'm a part of, and somebody asked if it would actually be beneficial to pre-order anything anymore. And the responses I read were a mixed bag. You had people that swear it straight up and down, pre-ordering is the way to go. You don't miss out on things, and it's great. And then there's also people that feel the way I do, feel that you almost feel burned if you get a pre-order. And I've felt it several times. You know, I pre-ordered Titan Returns Trypticon. I've pre-ordered Titan Returns. Generatroplex. You know, you get those toys, and then like a couple months later, they're at Ollie's for $40, and I paid $150. You know, Trypticon is, but you know,
seen one.
It's still a gamble.
Yeah, I don't know if Trypticon's going to be, but you know, it was during the Black Friday sales down to 80 on Amazon, and that's a darn good deal for Trypticon. You know, there you can get really burned if you pre-order something. You get something and you get it early. You know, I was actually talking before the show. You know, I missed out on the first run of this guy. You know, this is Fans Toys Sovereign. Beautiful toy. Love this guy. I missed out on the first run of it. Didn't pre-order it. And the pre-order sold out. And I went ahead and got the X-Transbots Tyrant, I think is what it was called. I loved it. It was a great toy. But I eventually wound up selling it. I'm just not going to have a Galvatron because it just didn't suit me the way I wanted it to. And then fortunately, Fans Toys announced the second run of Sovereign. I went ahead and jumped on that pre-order because I didn't want to get burned again by not pre-ordering it. But there's been so many times that I've pre-ordered something other. And either found it cheaper much later. I know Proto Man on the show some time back said that, you know, the best thing to do is wait. You know, and a lot of times that is good advice. But then there's other times when it's not. You will miss out on something.
It's a double-edged sword.
Yeah.
This hobby is.
You really don't know what things will be available later. You know, like I said, I lucked out on Sovereign. They're doing a second run on him. Had they not done that, I think I would have been screwed because I don't want to pay over $200 for it.
And nobody really has a crystal ball.
No.
And you know, this hobby is so random, you don't really know what's going to happen. You know, Metroplex was the first Titan. I saw him go down really cheap, and now he's on eBay for like $250 plus. You know, who's to say that the $40 Fort Maxes aren't going to go for that, or the $80 Trypticons aren't going to go for that? Because everything is all about time, and you don't know.
Yeah,
really don't know, and that's a double-edged sword. Where you know, maybe you know the next Titan that they come out is going to follow a pattern,
right?
You know, and that's the thing you never know.
Go ahead, Dom.
Well, it's also based on basically your preference for a character. There's very few characters that I have jumped on a pre-order as soon as it comes out. I'm actually sitting here trying to think of the... I think it was that Gal Gaikar was one of the last ones that I just like, I have got to get a pre-order in for this thing now somewhere. And, you know, that was it. But, you know, I don't want to put the money up front and pay for a that's coming out in 4 or 5 months. Like you were saying earlier, Sergio, money might be getting tight. You've got a bill you aren't expecting. There's a car repair or something. But also the fact that you can find out about a product. The product is not well made. You could start seeing in-hand reviews of final test shots, and there's issues with it. You might find it cheaper. You might be like the Fans Toys Omega. Maybe you pre-ordered it at the regular price, and then they did the price drop, but maybe your website where you ordered it wouldn't honor the price drop. I can't think of anyone that wouldn't do that, but it's possible. You know, there are strange things that have happened. So I don't want to tie the money up that far in advance, not when I might have a chance to Donanomics it down with, you know, a coupon code that just happens to hit, or... Again,
you don't want to get has-conned on something.
Exactly. I don't want to get Groupon by Hasbro. That's
who doesn't remember that?
Who doesn't want to get has-conned
by something? Yeah, it's probably being Cartoon Network.
That actually sounds like an actual crime. You got has-conned.
So, you know,
the has-con job.
You know, if it's a character that I must, like, I really have got to get, I'll do a pre-order, and I'll go someplace that will let you cancel a pre-order without a penalty. You know, because I don't want to not get the figure, but I'm not gonna spend $30. I'm gonna give an example. It's not a Transformer though. Anyone that knows Power Rangers, there's some new legacy toys coming out from Power Rangers Zeo. Matt over on Melvar on RFC had a pre-order in at one place for the Zeo Gold Ranger Power Staff. That was $179. I found him a place with a pre-order for $149. And so I was able to help him save a little bit of money just by me looking at the stuff myself. So, you have to do the shopping around, but you can't do that till they get more information and start listing prices. Otherwise you'll get what happened a couple of years ago. I mean, use this example over at BBTS. They were going to be carrying some Robotech items, some of the Masterpiece Robotech stuff. And all the pricing information had been that this scale of figure was $99. That's what this scale of figure had been running for several years. But what this was, if I'm not mistaken, Cyclone armors, the motorcycle armors from the second series of Robotech, they were $299 more than what all the previous information had. So, you know, that's an example of your pre-order pricing. It may be wrong. It could go down. It could go up. You know, so you've got to find some place that you trust.
Well, I actually saw on FanToy Sovereign, I saw a seller. I'm not going to state names on here because I don't want people saying anything, but I saw a seller actually say, you know, for those who pre-ordered this item at the pre-order price, I will honor it. However, FanToy actually had to, for whatever reason, I don't know if, you know, material cost or what have you, had to increase the price by $5 or $10 on the second release. And as such, to increase, and it wasn't Captured Prey, this store was having to increase the price to reflect that, you know, and it makes sense, you know, for the retailer needs to increase the price to, you know, to offset that cost. But, you know, if you didn't pre-order that item, you were going to get burned in a way, because you were going to have to, if you wanted to get it later on, you were going to have to pay their higher price.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you brought something up, Don, that I want to ask, and I want to ask the listeners. So, what are factors that help you choose a store? I'm sure there's people that out there that are loyal to a particular store for one reason or another, and I think pre-ordering is one of the things. And I think you touched on it. Is the way pre-orders are handled, is that a factor in choosing a store that you shop at?
It is, for me anyway, because I want to be, you know, I don't want to not get the product if I do a pre-order, because they're a business. I know they're trying to make money. This is their livelihood. But I want to be able to cancel without a penalty fee, because, I mean, if I can find someplace cheaper, I would like to get it there. That's why I don't like paying for a pre-order when I make the pre-order. They may let you cancel a refund, but that's a lot of hassle on their part to refund a PayPal payment or do a credit card return. So that is one thing that's important to me. Well, also, I'm sorry.
Paying up front. A lot of places that require you to pay up front, some that don't.
Yeah, it's and again, that's, I'm sorry, I'm cheap. But also, I want to get the best value possible. This hobby, cheap. It's not. I mean, you know, there's a lot more expensive hobbies if we were out buying cars or buying boats. But this, in its own way, is, you know, this is Sun Surge. This was $100 when it came out.
Yeah,
Sunstreaker is about $120, give or take, depending on where you go. Yes, it's a great product, but it's still $120 for Sunstreaker. Another thing that I look at is the return policy. If something is broke, if something is, I am not a mint in box person, except for certain characters like my RCs. I've got them all in box. You know, I've got a duplicate in box, and I was buying for the first three waves of Generations and Universe. I was buying duplicates, and I had a couple come in. That
it's okay, Don.
Oh.
Okay, man.
It's been a long day.
It sounded like this story was turning sour here. Yeah.
Reflecting back on his earliest memories.
He's reflecting back on it, and it just choked him up. Yeah.
Well, here's a call from a store. I won't. This has been a very long time ago. It was Vinyl Tech Swindle. So, how far back is it? Vinyl Tech Swindle.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Okay, I bought it from a store. Very good price. I wanted it because I liked the hound, that mold. They put it in a box that's actually smaller than the box for Swindle, crammed it in there, no packing material, no nothing, just a box, a fold, a piece of tape, and my name. It came in accordion crushed. I get Swindle out, and there's pieces falling off of it, broken. I mean, I literally picked it up. Grill was broke, the headlight was broke, the roof was half broke, the gun was somewhere in the box. I had to find the gun. And I sent them a picture. I said, not only did you not put any packing material around it, but the box itself is smaller than the actual box that I bought. They literally crammed it in there and made it blow out to the sides to make it fit. And I still paid for shipping. And this was several years ago, so you had to add insurance at this site as an optional fee. It wasn't part of the, and I had added the insurance. So after 2 weeks, they finally sent me a new one.
You know, so, and I think that's one of the things, I can't really think off the top of my head any online store that I have dealt with that really isn't good about fixing problems.
Yeah.
I admit I shop mainly with Captured Prey. One, because, well, the owner's a friend of mine, and it's local. I literally work like half a mile from the warehouse. So, that makes it easy.
Is like, you know, John DeLuna lives like about 3 miles away from Fun Pub's headquarters. So we joke, like, Brian's dad just walked by, just threw his toys out to him as he was driving by. Yeah. So you've got the same thing going on.
Well, like, hey, like this morning, I got off from work at 3:45. I go to my pickup truck, I open up the door, and Sovereign is sitting in my driver's seat. You know, it's like, you can't get any much better service than that. So I've
arrived to get my tools.
Does Orson have a key to your truck?
Maybe. No. No. I pick up unlocked. Not like there's anything that's stealable out of it. You know, after he puts the toy
other
in there,
than
he
the
locks
truck
it.
Itself.
Well, the place
in the bed of the truck just.
The place where I work, I have a supervisor that literally he roams the parking lot in his vehicle. So it's like, it would be like really hard. He knows my what vehicles belong to who. So if somebody, put it this way, the very first time that Orson delivered something to me, I got this phone call. I was on delivery, and I got this phone call from my supervisor, and he said, "Hey, there is a fat dude in your getting in your pickup truck. Do you want me to say something to him?" I'm like, "There's a what?" He said, "There's a fat dude getting in your pickup truck." And I said, "No, that's my buddy. He's leaving." for me. That's cool.
I can just imagine the thought process. Like, it's a burglar, but he's leaving something. Wait, what's
well,
going
no,
on?
Well, no, he just saw a fat dude getting him in my pickup.
In the Shatterglass universe, burglars bring you things.
Well, he didn't see him bringing me anything. It was just, but it was, you know, it was nice to know that he watches our vehicles. Plus, you know, it's
a
well lit area
package.
Too. It's a well lit area, so yeah. But anyway, yeah. it was really nice. And I know we're getting off topic here, but it was really nice, you know, having that. I have dealt with other stores too. And if there are BTS, I'll put that out there. I've dealt with them long before I even met Orson with Capture Prey. And if I ever had any issue, there was never a problem, you know. And, you know, I know with Orson, you know, I got my Unite Warriors Bruticus. The Vortex had a broken wingtip right out of the box. You know, it was, I don't know if it was just dropped at the factory or what, but it had a cracked wingtip, one of the tail wings was broken. And he fixed it for me. It took him a while because it was hard to track down, but he made it right. And, you know, I don't know of any good, reputable, big name stores, you know, and I'm talking about BBTS, Capture Prey, Chosen Prime, you know, any of those, 1/6, any of those that don't have an issue with fixing an issue with your toys.
Yeah. Well, that's how you get people to buy from you.
Yeah.
You know? If you get something broken and they say, no, sorry, not my problem, then, you know, this fandom is small enough to where word will spread. You know, all it takes is one bad story to get everybody talking.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And one other thing that makes me
Bill's pick Toys and Games. Remember that name, Don? Mm-hmm. Bill's Toys and Games.
They were in Lee's, weren't they?
Yeah, and along about 2006 or so, the guy just stopped sending out orders, and he fell off the face of the planet.
I forgot about that. I think I actually ordered some mask stuff. Mm-hmm. If it's the same guy.
Yeah, he was like a really reputable dealer, and then just like fell off the face of the planet. Yeah. You know, wasn't answering that stuff, and it was crazy.
I'll say this: the last thing there's a lot of factors. But one of the last things I look at is shipping. What kind of shipping do they offer? A free shipping of a certain amount. What's their basic shipping? Because here's one thing about like FunPub, and I'm not trying to beat a dead horse, but I'm just saying when they were having their closing sale,
their infamous shipping.
Okay. I put in during their final days of closing sales, I put in one of the carded depth charges from that mold, space case mold, whatever it's called. I think it was space case, wasn't it?
Pterodive.
Yeah, I put
this
it was
guy
like $4. Yeah, it was like $4 and change. And I wanted the carded version just because it looked nice. It would look nice on my carded wall. I put it in my cart. Shipping was $12 and change from Texas to me in Virginia. Priority would have been $8 max. And that's priority.
It's like, that's what method are you using, people?
Yeah, it's like,
I think they're using like the flat rate. Because like, there's no way that couldn't.
You know,
there's no way that couldn't fit for first class. Even with the card,
it'd been too heavy. But I'm just saying, you know, what shipping offers do they have? Do they have free shipping? Do they have a flat rate shipping? Because you can find a great deal on the website, but if their shipping sucks, what's the point? Because you've lost all your savings by paying for shipping. Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm looking at the YouTube live chat right now. Benjamin Yoon says, for him, price, pre-order canceling, customer service. He also checks the Japanese retailers, depending on the item because things tend to be cheaper, but then offset by shipping. You know, like if I've heard a lot of people go Amex or Anime Express or AmiAmi. You know, if it all depends on what's cheapest. You know, they may offer, you know, was it like Masterpieces, like $60 or something there?
There for the longest time. There for the longest time, I was getting my Masterpieces from up until probably Trax. I think Trax was the last one I got other than, no, well, Loud Pedal was the last one I got from HLJ. It was Trax. I was getting about 40 to 45 for Masterpiece cars, and EMS shipping at the time was about $13. So for less than $60, I was getting a Masterpiece car shipped from EMS from Japan, and I was getting it in 3 to 5 days. Then they went up nationwide on the shipping in Japan, and then EMS went to about $20. So you're looking at 45 plus 20, which is 65. And most places in the U.S. were selling Masterpiece cars around $69.99. So it didn't make it. Here's the thing. Here's the one thing that about ordering from, say, HLJ. I'm just using an example. I've never had a problem with them. I've had good luck with them. But what if it's broke? What if there's an issue with the figure? That's a manufacturer's defect. You've got to send it back. They've got to get it. You've got sent back,
yeah,
paying all that shipping, yeah,
versus something in the United States. Even if you got to pay the shipping, it'll be a lot less hassle. That's the one thing.
This is something that really, I know.
It's not their fault.
Something that I know. For example, Orson has like one of these, well, several of these actually at his warehouse. At some of the retailers, and I know Fans Toys is a good one about it, will send him like extra parts that are known for breaking. For example, Fans Toys Swoop, their Masterpiece Swoop. The little leg pieces that are plastic. I think with Grinder they put out the die-cast metal ones. But they also have the plastic ones. He's got a bin. It's got like a little compartment that is full of those, you know, for people who broke one. And I was one, I broke mine the first time I transformed it.
Call yourself a TF pro.
Yeah. Well, I did. It's not like I handled. Yeah. But he's like, here, you know, just grab one. You know, he has an entire compartment of nothing but the Fans Toys Forager wings. You know, so you know that a supplier, or a domestic supplier, is going to have some parts. And plus, there's also ones that are sent back that have, like, you know, people that, you know, have, you know, this one's got scratch paint on the hood. I don't want it. Can you get me another one? Okay, we'll send you another. They send that one back, and then that one becomes, you know, basically fodder for, you know, scavenging, missing a wheel. Oh, I'll just take this one that was sent back. I can't resell it. I'll just take a wheel off of it and fix this other guy's. You know, it helps even if. Jim, well, you've been. Jim, you've been notably quiet for the last little bit. What's your thoughts on this?
Well, I don't have too awful much experience with online retailers. A lot of the online deals that I would have always done have been with individuals, other collectors, starting off as early as early 2000s on the 2005 boards. Onto now, occasionally I'll lurk in some of the groups and. You all right there, Daron? Oh, I see.
Okay. Went down the wrong way.
That's what she said.
Yeah.
Bottled water is not supposed to be a suppository.
Good news, everyone.
Life lesson.
Yeah. But anymore, I'll look around in some of the various TF groups, and actually just tonight, as we were getting ready to go live, I was finishing on. packing up a Transmetal Optimus Primal for a guy to ship out. But as far as as far as defects or things being broken when I received them, not really had too many issues where that's concerned. One thing that I can think of recently is I picked up a few months ago at Toys R Us over in Terre Haute, Windblade, the Titans Return Windblade, and Misfire. And when I opened up the Windblade and transformed her, went to put the sword into her hand, the thumb snapped clean off on her right hand. So I was able to
that's the problem
it has,
I have.
It has with like the open hands, right?
Yeah,
right.
It looks good if you don't have a weapon in there, but at the same time, it's so fragile.
I still think it looks weird. I'd rather have a fist than like a weird looking like.
But even so, those were really really tiny thumbs anyway. I mean, it's a frail figure
playing a circle game on you, you know.
But I was able to successfully Gorilla Glue it. But I contacted Hasbro. I actually have Hasbro's customer care in my contacts in my phone, just as a precaution. And anyway, I gave them a call and told them what had happened, and they offered to send me a replacement. So I ended up with what's that dragon that doesn't fit together well?
Dragonstorm.
The last night. The
deluxe. Steelbane.
Steelbane. The other version of the mold.
Steelbane or
Steelbane, I think.
They sent you a totally different toy than the one that you broke.
Yeah, well, apparently Windblade is rare for them as well, I guess. I don't know.
Thumbs up.
But, customer care, quote unquote.
has conned.
Following my repair, Windblade is stable and able to transform, hold the swords, no problems.
She's full recovery.
Free dragon.
Well, considering her characterization in the last two animated series, I don't know if I'd use the word stable or not, but.
So, let's kind of look at the overall thing. What do you think? I'm going to go around the board here real quick. What do you think? Is pre-ordering worth it, Jim?
Is pre-ordering worth it? Honestly, every situation is different, and if you want the figure bad enough, it's going to have to be you to make that choice and take that chance for yourself, for the reasons previously listed. Fluctuations in price, potential clearance at some closeout stores later on for cheaper price. I mean, any number of factors.
Good non-answer.
Look at your unique situation. Look at the figure, and just a lot of deep thought and soul searching on it before you commit to one decision or the other, ultimately.
Sergio?
If you can find it at the store, wait. If it's a third party, an import, or something that you can't buy at a brick and mortar, I would definitely pre-order it, because there's been many times where, who's calling me? Many times before where I see a bunch of people buy something like a third party, the latest third party. I look at photos on groups and I'm like, oh, that looks pretty cool. Let me just go to my, local TF store online. And of course they're gone. Mm. I go to another store, they're gone. Go to the next store, they're gone. And then I'm sitting there like, well, I hope someone hates it and ends up selling it. Or now I get to wait for a potential reissue if that. But like Jim mentioned too, if it's something that you really like, there's some things that you can just kind of tell, there's some things that you can tell that, man, that's going to be kind of hard to get. You see around the groups that everyone, it's getting a lot of buzz. It's getting a lot of hype. You can kind of tell when something's going to be a little bit harder to get. So choose wisely, is my answer.
My thing, my add on to that is I generally only pre-order if it's something that I know may be difficult to get a hold of, and may sell out quickly. And I know this. Or if it's a combiner, for example. I will pre-order each component because I don't want to run the risk of getting like that fourth or fifth piece that you need to complete that combiner, and it's one that's hard to get. you know, I don't want to run that risk. So I'll go ahead and pre-order each of the combiner components as they come out. Don, what's your thoughts on that? On the
I think it's a case by case basis as well. You've also got to factor in where you live versus, and like Sergio was saying, if you can find it in the store, great. But look at the distribution the last couple of waves of Power of the, Titans Return. I never saw the Misfire wave anywhere in store. Never.
I saw it once.
I never saw. Yeah, but I've seen it. Yeah, I've seen almost double digit trigger. Slug slingers. The distribution right now, and the Power of the Primes, it's wave one. Of course, it'll eventually be showing up everywhere. But look at the movie stuff. Wave two barely snuck out through the Walmart PDQs. Wave three, hell if I know. Cogman shot in the dark. So if you live somewhere where you don't have a lot of options, and you driving around or hoping to find it is going to be, you know, go ahead and do the pre-order, because what you're paying now, you'll pay more in gas and effort and, you know, time, and as well as that.
Blood and sweat.
Blood and sweat, yeah. Especially if you have to do Mortal Kombat over the last one of...
Get over here!
Yeah. But,
You don't want that.
Yeah. So basically, what you're saying is, if you don't pay for it now, you'll pay for it later. Mm-hmm. But regardless of what you do, you will pay for it.
Exactly. That's very good, Jim. That's an excellent way to sum it up. Because either you're paying for it now with paying shipping, or you go pay for it later when you can't find it in the store, because now the prices have gone up because it's hard to find. Or you've run around so much, spending so much gas, you've already negated finding it in the stores and not paying shipping by paying for gas. So it's just use your best judgment. Try to find a place that you trust. Hopefully you won't have to pay up front for it. You know, if you can cancel, make sure the cancellation process isn't a penalty involved or it's not jumping through hoops. And just talk to your friends, see what people are saying. You know, things like that. You know, it's a chance, but sometimes it's the only way to get the stuff.
I'm going to read a couple of the YouTube live chat for contrast. Tekatron says, I look at pre-ordering as if it's a figure I absolutely want, I pre-order. Let's see here. Well, it popped down on me here. If it's a figure I absolutely want, I pre-order. If it's a figure I would like but would not feel bad if I miss it, I just wait. Aries 0383 says, I live in New York, so I have stores up here up the wazoo. But if I didn't, I would pre-order. Heath Hinton says, so toys and women now have the same comparison. Okay. pre-ordering has its advantages in certain instances, but I think it's gotten to the point now where you can really get burned with pre-orders. And like I said at the top of the topic, Titan Returns, Fort Max is a good example of that. You know, I mean, $150 at release, and just several months later, you're finding it at entire stacks of them for $40, a piece. You can get really, really burned on that, you know. And then you just got to weigh, you know, if you want it bad enough and you don't want to miss out on it, I'd say go ahead and pre-order it. But if it's something that you think that you might be able to get later, I'd hold off on it. That's the best advice. And I think that's a consensus here. Do you think, guys?
Yeah.
I think that the caveat for that, you know, the exception would be if it's a later wave and there's a chance that it might not be as plentiful due to them changing lines, you might go ahead and jump on it. Case in point, Windblade misfire.
And Cogman.
That might be a UK exclusive. I mean, you know, dude's from England, so he...
Oh, Lord. You know, I'm going to do a little something different here, and I want to go around the board real quick before we finish the episode. And I'm just going to this is a little piece for the fans and the viewers, the listeners of the show to get to know us a little bit more as fans and collectors. And I'm going to go around the horn here and ask each one of you from any generation one single episode. What's your favorite episode in the franchise? Jim, just off the top of your head.
Wow. That is a lot of episodes and a lot of favorites.
But one that stands out, to your mind.
Though, just strictly out of the blue, I think.
Off the cuff.
It would have to be probably Grimnok's New Brain, simply because I'm a Computron fanboy. I know it might not have been the best episode, may not have been the most thoroughly written, but the fact that that's essentially the animated origin of Computron, you know, that's always held a special place for me. But if I were to have a favorite, I would have to say probably one that built up a lot of anticipation based on what fans for like over a season would be A Bridge Too Close in Transformers Animated, because when we first saw the premiere Transformer roll out, you know, they were trying to activate Codename Omega, and the ship, the arc resembled Omega Supreme in colors. So, you know, but it finally paid off in that two-part episode.
Yeah. Sergio, your any generation, your number one favorite episode off the top of your head?
Mine's also from Animated. It's the episode where they introduce Wreck-Gar, because that episode was hilarious.
Like, he's Wreck-Gar, and he dares to be stupid.
that episode was really... Animated is my favorite series of all time. That show was just so charming, and Wreck-Gar was a great throwback to the 86 movie. Who doesn't like Weird Al? And he was great in that episode. Everything about that episode was great and hilarious.
Absolutely. Don, your number one favorite episode.
Am I allowed to count The Rebirth as always one episode?
No, because that's mine.
Huh? Okay. All right. I'll let you have that one. Starscream's Brigade.
Because good choice.
It introduces my fanboy characters, the Combaticons. Love my Combaticons. Fun episode. Makes no damn sense. I don't care. Runner up.
Carnage and C Minor. No.
No. The Agenda.
Oh,
when
okay.
When Beast Wars said, "You've got expectations," boom, we just blew them all to Hades. Have some CGI Optimus Prime. So that's my runner up would be the Agenda not counting Optimal situation.
And I'm going to go to the live chat here. Heath Hinton says his favorite is G1 Divide and Conquer. It was a good episode too.
It's a good episode. Good episode.
Well, I hope you've enjoyed this episode of TFYLP. Some good little food for thought tidbits here. You know, we've touched on the pre-order thing before in some other episodes. Not tackled it as a full-on episode, I don't think, because I don't think it's a full episode. But, you know, our feelings on the matter can change, and our viewpoints depending on how things are going. You know, at one point, I would have said pre-order everything because it's just easier. But now, whenever you're starting to get burned by toys that are released at a $150 price point and then sold several months later within the same year at $40, it makes you really think. It really does. It really does. And the whole unifying the brand across the globe, there is some good and some bad. I'm hoping that it'll be more good than bad come out of this. You know, it's too early to tell.
Yeah, really. We don't know how this is going to go.
Yeah, but you know, we talk about our thoughts on what could come of this, good and bad. Let's just hope for the good. Any of you guys have any closing thoughts regarding any of our subjects tonight?
I think right now, with so much uncertainty on what Hasbro and Takara is doing, with the changeover of lines, with the movie ending from last night, with Bumblebee coming out, I think right now it's more important than ever that all the collectors try to help each other out finding this stuff, you know, so that way everybody has a chance to find the stuff. Because it's like, you know, if you live in the UK and y'all get something first, you know, or you get something last that we don't in the U.S., or folks in the U.S. start getting something, you know, try to help everybody out that you can to find this stuff. Otherwise, everybody's going to be fighting for the same product. We'll be scrambling to try to find it. It's going to be a god-awful mess. So if you can help out your fellow collector.
Absolutely. All right. I want to thank everybody who joined in our live chat on the YouTube channel today. Thanks everybody for your interaction. Some great stuff in there. Good to see you every week. As always, follow us on TFYLP or on Twitter at TFYLP.com. And also on Facebook at Facebook.com/groups/TFYLP. And on Patreon at Patreon.com/TFYLP. If you love what we do, that's the best thing to do is help us continue, you know, help us upgrade equipment, you know, get stuff like this, you know, so we can pass it on to you, the fans and listeners of TFYLP. I apologize for my tongue twistedness tonight. I don't know.
Does it again?
Yeah, I've got cotton mouth tonight, and I don't know why. You know, I've been drinking water all day, so it's a little hard to make up words. Yeah, shittily. Today's word, today's episode is brought to you by the word shittily. Shittily. All right, guys. We will see you next time on TFYLP. Good night, everyone.
Take care, everybody.
Good night.
Have a good one.
Have a shittily one. Good night.
This has been Transformers for Your Listening Pleasure, a presentation of TFTalk.net. We'd like to thank you for listening and ask that you please rate us on your favorite podcast outlet and share us with your friends. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at TFYLP. Email us at podcast@TFYLP.com. This is Paul Lighting, and on behalf of TFYLP, we'd like to thank you again for listening. And we hope you'll join us next time for another TFYLP.